A bill currently before Congress would change the formula governing the way foundations give out their funds. It would prevent them from including administrative costs in the amount they're required to give out each year. The result would likely be a short-term increase in grants to charities, but foundation leaders say in the long run, it could drain their coffers dry. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The nation's nonprofit foundations doled out some $27 billion in 2001. Most of that was in the form of grants to individuals or charities, but a small portion, on average 0.5% of a given foundation's assets, went to administrative costs, things like rent and salaries. By removing those costs, the House bill would force foundations to increase what they spend each year on their grants. Missouri Republican Roy Blunt, one of the measure's sponsors, says he's trying to ensure that foundation money is well spent.
This is not a bill intended to take a shot at any particular charity. It's a bill intended in that environment to create a little better sense of assurance on the part of givers that the things that they support, in fact, continue to serve a charitable purpose, and the money goes to charities, not limousines for folks who run charities.
Some foundation heads are, in fact, quite well rewarded. According to a study done by the Chronicle of Philanthropy, the leaders of six of the top 20 foundations make salaries of $500,000 or more, and another six earn $400,000 to $500,000. Stacey Palmer is the Chronicle's editor.
Many foundation heads do make six-figure salaries, and they feel that they need to attract the best talent. They need to be able to continue to do that. But some members of Congress certainly are questioning whether that is necessary for a tax-exempt organization that is dedicated to giving away money.
It's been a rough couple of years for most foundations who have seen the value of their endowments plummet with the stock market. They say if this bill takes effect, it will cause further damage. The Washington, D.C.-based Eugene and Agnes E. Meyer Foundation supports a wide range of programs. Foundation President Judy Rogers worries that if she has to increase her giving, her foundation, like many others, will eventually run out of money. And that could hurt the charities the foundation serves, such as a daycare center for the children of homeless women.
It's important to really think through the human dimensions of what's being potentially legislated here. This is not about wealthy institutions protecting their money and making grants, that is, giving out dollars. This is about real work on the ground in American communities that needs to continue and be protected for the long term.
But Congressman Blunt says what would amount to a spending increase of 0.5% shouldn't break any foundation.
I don't believe that over the course of any amount of time at all, a 5% plus administrative cost giving standard depletes the principle of a well-run foundation. I used to be a university president. I understand the concept of endowment. This is well within the concept that you would be able to use and maintain your future as a charitable giving foundation or institution.
But foundations are clearly worried about the measure's impact and have begun a lobbying campaign against it. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.